All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. June 21st, 2024. Amazing Friday morning here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you were at. It's official. It's a heat wave starting today. Get your water. Get your umbrellas. People are going to be dying. I'm like, you know, it is June. It is supposed to get hot. It gets hot here at the beach. I don't know why people are freaking out, but I obviously do not live in the middle of the country, so T's and P's. Hopefully everyone is finding some shade. Drink a lot of water. Stay hydrated. Hey, I saw this on the television the other night. A little tip or a trick is a great way to rehydrate is through eating watermelon. Who knew, right? I do enjoy a delicious watermelon. Apparently a lot of water in there, so have watermelon. Maybe that'll help. But anyway, I hope everyone is staying cool. It is Friday here. Just got home. Went for a nice 5 mile walk with my buddy Jimmy K. Awesome way to start the day. Him and I, we don't have as much to talk about as we used to, but it's fine. I think over the 20 years that we've been walking and running together, we've decided what certain things we can talk about and what certain things that we cannot talk about, and it sort of left us with just a few little subjects, but it was fine. Great walk, great weather, beautiful, beautiful area. Super blessed to be here. But it is Friday, back to work. Been busy, busy, busy. Worked yesterday, slammed on Tuesday, slammed today. Just in it. No rest for the freaking weary, that's for sure. And which is good, right? Shared before, right? A little bit of insecurity and fear, worrying about if I have made the right choice when I left the other salon. And not only do I think it was the right choice, I'm grateful the way that I left, right? And I've talked about this. You know, I had a lot of opportunities to really do some damage, and I did in my mind. I laid it out there. I let him have it. But turns out, I don't know if I shared this, but I talked to a guy who told me that actually what these people were doing was actually legal, right? I was like, this is illegal. Turns out a lot of businesses reevaluate at the end of the year and reassess their charges. And if they hadn't charged enough, they charge more. And I was unaware of that because that had never happened. Sometimes when things do not happen to me, doesn't always mean that they're not true. So now I don't even have any resentments. I'm actually pretty cool. I'm not even mad at them anymore. Not that I was really mad, but you know, I had a few justified resentments, unfortunately, and they're not even justified anymore. So I'm actually, you know, not mad, I'm super glad, grateful. It all turned out for the better. You know, just a great reminder, don't go on that first thought. You know, my first thought was always pour concrete down the pipes, right? You know, we'll get them, I'll show them. And it just never, ever works out. And today it's so great. I have my clients who I didn't even, you know, I haven't been able to reach out to everybody. I mean, I've tried, but some clients have just shown up at the other salon, and the girls over there are like, yeah, he's okay. He's at his new spot, and they help the client find me. And so that's just because, you know, we ended all that on a good note, right? When you end things on a bad note, nobody helps one another. There's a lot of, you know, whether it's in the moment or a week or 5 weeks down the road, you run into these people, man. There's nothing worse than living in a kind of world where you have to look over your shoulder, man. I hate that world. It's one of the greatest things I think about sobriety and recovery and serenity, right? And honestly, trying to deep dive into some of the stuff. And one of those, you know, I shared the other day, a character defect, you know, bad behavior like that, you know, on the exit is definitely a character defect. And just grateful. Super blessed. I'm just grateful. Ozzy, Mr. Crowley. What an amazing song. Takes me back to seventh grade. That's the kind of music I grew up with. Sorry. It's terrible. But awesome, awesome album. Awesome guitars. Randy Rhoads, so tragically taken from us. Hate it. But yeah, so, you know, anyway, I'm just grateful, you know, that's all worked out. Somebody asked me yesterday how I was settling in, and you know, and I was like, yeah, it's more than just obviously moving. There's a lot to it, and on the outside, everything looked fine, and but still inside, fear and emotional stuff is still sort of settling down. But 8 weeks out, and I'm happy, grateful, it's all done, and yeah, smooth sailing, man. Thank you, recovery. Thank you, you know, for the program to teach me how to handle things like that. Yeah, it is Friday. I really don't have a lot going on. I just want to sit down and maybe chat a little bit. I went to a meeting on Wednesday, my home group, and great meeting. A guy celebrated 37 years, which is freaking, which is crazy. And he had this freaking coin, man. It was like a huge coin. It was like super coin. And I was like, man, that is some coin, right? I am a pain in the ass. I am hardcore, right? I am, you know, I don't take myself too seriously, but I definitely have, if you're going to have 37 years, I want to hear some recovery, right? I want to hear some deep talk about steps, step work, something, right? I don't need to hear the drunk log. I hate drunk logs. And, you know, I really like this guy. He's a good friend of mine, but yeah, I didn't feel like there was a lot of substance in the story, which is fine. It is what it is, but I was talking to a guy prior to the meeting starting, and he was saying that he had, I don't know, 3 months or something. And I was like, you know, that's awesome. And he asked me how much time I had. And I told him, he goes, man, that's awesome. And I go, yeah, but don't be fooled by the time, right? Don't be fooled, because, and even the guy that shared his 37 year story, you know, there's always this chunk of time in there where they're dry, right? I was dry. You know, I was dry and drank. I got a little bit cynical prior to the pandemic. I'm feeling like that's sort of creeping back in a little bit. I'm like all hands on deck. What is going on, right? But I feel like I've stayed into it pretty much for the whole time. But it's a long time, right? It's a freaking long time. 37 years to be sober and having to address it, right? It is tough. And the voices come and they're like, you're good. You know, I just walked with my buddy this morning. He didn't really go to any meetings. He was the one Zoom meeting. And if I'm like, man, you know, if I start trying to plead the case why he should still go to meetings, he doesn't really care. He's like, this works for me. I'm happy. That's all I care about. And I don't really care what you think. And he's right. Who cares what I think? So it's tough. Time is tough. But there's another guy. And, you know, I go to this meeting every week. Religiously. I go to three meetings a week religiously. And this happens to be one of them. And we usually, you know, obviously give out coins for different lengths of time. We usually pause the meeting at the halfway point for people with less than a year. And so I've watched, you know, several people, in fact, two of my friends sort of came in at the same time, and they've got the 1 month chip, the 2 month chip, right? All the way up to the year. And then they both celebrated. I don't think they celebrated together, but we'd all been watching them, right? And one of the guys shared the other night that he drank, right? He drank. It is, you know, and of course, what's the first thing we think? Oh, my God, all that time. I shared about this the other day in the podcast. That's all we can give away is our time, right? We still do the work. We still are involved, right? I don't give a shit if you went to one meeting a week for 52 weeks, and you got a coin and said nothing, you will observe, right? It will, just as if you were to hang out with, you know, bad people for one day a week for the next 52 weeks, you would get, you know, probably a little bit of a different attitude, right? You know, you do learn just by showing up. I shared in the meeting on Wednesday that, you know, I drank after 5 years, and I needed it, right? I needed it. I didn't know that. Couldn't tell me that. If I looked at myself prior to drinking, I'd be like, yeah, I got this. I used to say that. I got this figured out. I've said it. I will never drink again. And that freaking thing snuck up on me. And next thing you know, I was hiding a bottle. And that's the same thing that happened to him. You know, he's like, my husband found a bottle, right? Whatever. I don't want to get into the story because it's anonymous and it's not about that. It isn't about him. It's really just about this, you know, as a person coming into the program, we have, first of all, we're immediately feeling so much better that we're not into, that we're not drinking and doing what we did. And we feel like we have superpowers and where's this Tom or whoever it is been all my life, right? And now he's back and we're not changing. We're staying sober. But it all starts to wear off. And the next thing you know, right, it just happens. And like the guy said the other day, he goes, you know, I found myself with a gallon of handle of Tito's in my hand. And I'm like, oh. And then it's always the, you know, I screwed up. I'm back. Now I'm serious, right? But, you know, let's be honest. I mean, the only reason I came back is because I got caught again, right? I've always said I'm a guy that just gets caught too much. And he got caught, and now he's ready to come back, of course. And, you know, hopefully he looks at it from a different perspective. I shared that, you know, my initial coming into the program was I was a victim, right? Based in fear, had to, no other options, you know, too many people looking at me this time, you know, all through my life, you know, things would come up and it'd be one or two people looking at me. But at this last one, there were too many eyes staring at me, too many expectations, too many people that my life had become unmanageable to, right? And I really felt pressed and, you know, immediately feeling amazing, right? Just to be free because, you know, I think most of us, we dream, daydream, beg, hope, ponder the day when we won't drink and it just never happens. So when it finally does it is a miracle and it feels like one, but eventually that shit wears off and, you know, the disease comes back. And, you know, that was the other thing that I talked about that sort of bugs me, right? Is that, you know, this disease, the disease of alcoholism. And, you know, I'm no doctor, but, you know, I have heard this is the only disease that will tell you that you do not have a disease. Right. So, you know, it's already shady. I do not personally find it a disease. I find it a spiritual imbalance. This is, to me, about God and the devil. And if you are trying to get sober and you have hang-ups with God, you're not going to make it. Sorry. Prove me wrong. I'd love it. But this is about spirituality. This is about a relationship with God. This is about a relationship with the devil. You better know where all your friends and your enemies are when it comes to this battle. And, you know, I came into this program trying to skirt all of that stuff. God, and it's only because I just didn't know, right? That's like me saying, oh, you're going to do this, and part of your course is you're going to dismantle the engine of a Corvette. I'd be like, shit, I don't want to do that because I don't know how to take apart a Corvette engine, right? I don't know how to build a relationship with God. I've tried. I really want to, right? Part of the problem, right? When I want it, it's the motivation's wrong, right? It's starting off on the wrong foot. But I had to figure it out. I have got to figure this relationship out with God and my higher power and my lower power, or I am going to die an alcoholic or a drug addict, one of the two, or both, right? Because it's real. But like I said the other day, right, it's a journey that we all have to experience. I had to experience. I had to start paying attention. I had to say, wow, you know, how, you know, just listening to the voices in my head, my consciousness, this higher power, this lower power stuff, realizing that my lower power is dominant in my head, right? It's always, fuck that guy, run that red light, go around this person, do this, always let's drink, let's do drugs, let's behave badly, let's, you know, let's do something. You know, it's always that voice that I've become so used to, right? And having to try to pay attention to the quiet voice, my higher power, the humility in my head. I never paid any attention to it. Now I pay attention to it. Right away, something comes up. It's always that lower power voice that says, let's do this. And I'm always like, hold on a second. Let's hear what the other guy has to say. And, you know, and I get both sides. And then today I can think that through, right? I can think it through because what in the end do I want to do? Not be afraid. I don't want to be worried. I don't want to be sitting in the corner worrying about getting caught at something anymore, right? That's how I spent my whole damn life. always going to get caught, whether it was ditching school, doing smoking weed, you know, all drinking beer, all that shit. I was always one beer away from getting caught. And so I live my whole life in fear, right? I don't want to live in fear anymore. Right. And that's ends up what happens is when I behave badly, I become afraid and I live in that fear. So I don't want to do that. I never understood that either. Right. So I'm having to learn, but I had to find a relationship with God. I had to, or it wasn't going to happen. And it's one day at a time, right? I've had, days where I'm like, I don't understand, right? And then I have days I'm like, I completely get it. And it's crazy, but, when people come back from going back out, right? And it's always, 100 reasons why, but the reality is that it's what we love to do. Right. That was another thing I had to be okay with, is saying, I love drinking. I miss drinking. I wish I could still drink. Right. I don't think that that's wrong to say. I think that's fair to say. Right. But it never works out. I can't do it. One's too many, a thousand's too many, whatever. One's too many, a thousand's never enough, whatever it is. Right. It's that second thought. Right. I didn't learn that early on. And so when the second thought would pop up, I would, I'd be like, we know we can't drink, right? Maybe, but eventually it just snuck up on me and I was drinking again. So it's an evolution. I'm having to learn, but it's all based in, having humility. And what I've learned for me, at least, is humility is building the relationship with God. This relationship I was unfamiliar with. Right? Didn't know that this kind of relationship existed. I thought a relationship with God was I ask God and I can hear his voice in my head. I can't. Never can, right? I can. I hear things now, right? I hear a consciousness, a higher power, a voice of humility, of reason, of, humility, I guess. Really, it's based in humility. I hear that now, but it's not the voice that I'd always been searching for. So it's crazy. But this, I hate to see the guy, especially when, and I shared the other night, I said, listen, man, don't beat yourself up. I drank and I needed to. I learned a lot through it, right? I learned what not to do, right? Because when I drank, it was just a simple, I just watched the disease push me away from meetings, and I'm sort of watching it again. I shared this the other day. I'm not going to that Sunday night meeting. Luckily, I have 4 or 5 other meetings I go to. When this happened to me when I was over in Easton, I was not going to any other meetings. I was only going to one, and the disease is like, let's not go to that meeting. We'll find another, and we never did, right? And today I'm aware of that. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go to this meeting anymore, but I'm going to replace it, because I've seen this move. And it is absolutely a move. But I had to learn that too, right? There's a lot of little things that we learn. I hope this guy's going to be all right. I told him in the meeting, I go, man, you're a huge fixture in our meeting, right? A lot of people look up to him. And my other friend those two are sort of were together, right, with their anniversaries. They sort of came in on the same night. And, I'm like, don't beat yourself up. This is what we do, right? I don't know what I mean, but I know that I appreciate when a person struggles and is honest, right? When people come in and they're like, especially ones with like special dates, 1-1-1-1, like people like, I know they made that date up. Nobody, especially when they point it out, right? When they always are pointing it out, that ain't random. Or people that always have to point out their time, or people that always have to point out shit, I always am a little queasy about, because, that's all selfish. I don't want to say I like to see people struggle, but I like to see people recognize the struggle. And, yeah, man, if you're out there and struggling and you do pick up, don't just, go back, right? I picked up. I went back. It's humiliating. I picked up twice. I picked up alcohol and I picked up pills. I had to change my sobriety twice. I'll never forget when I went back from my the 26th of November, right, when I decided, when I made that fall, the call to Marvin Lipscomb to come pick me up. I went to a meeting that day and I was freaking percolating, man. alcohol coming out of my pores. I was humiliated. I was broken. I felt awful, right? Hungover. Just the worst, the bottom. And yeah, I never want to feel like that again. All right, let's see. I was going to read Daily Reflection, but yeah, that's, you know, there's not a lot going on. I just wanted to sit down and chat a little bit. Hope everyone's having a great weekend. Hope everyone's having a great holiday. It is the holiday. Let's see. Well, maybe we can get a little Daily Reflections out of this. I am working today. Got to go to work. Thank goodness. All right. Fear and Faith, June 21st. The achievement of freedom from fear is a lifetime undertaking, one that can never be wholly completed when under heavy attack, acute illness, or in other conditions of serious insecurity, we shall all react to this emotion, well or badly, as the case may be. Only the self-deceived will claim perfect freedom from fear. I don't know why I have such trouble reading this old-style writing. The achievement of freedom from fear is a lifetime undertaking, one that can never be wholly completed. Wholly completed. What does that mean? I mean, I've heard of fully completed. Never be wholly completed. When under heavy attack, acute illness, or in other conditions of serious insecurity, we shall all react to this emotion. Well or badly, as the case may be, only the self-deceived will claim perfect freedom from fear. Only the self-deceived will claim perfect freedom from fear. Perfect freedom from fear. Only the only the tricked, right? Yeah. That's As Bill Sees It, page 263. Fear has caused suffering when I could have had more faith. There are times when fear suddenly tears me apart. Just when I'm experiencing feelings of joy, happiness, and lightness of heart, faith and a feeling of self-worth towards a higher power help me endure tragedy and ecstasy when I choose to give all of my fears over to my higher power. I will be free. Yeah, see, it's always these play on words. When I choose to give all my fears over to a higher power. Yeah, I mean, you would think that that's like, you know, literally handing something over to God. And it's not, right? It isn't. It's when I choose to give all my fears, right? So when I stop doing those character defects, right? When I stop saying the things I used to say, when I stop acting the way that I used to act, when I stopped, you know, whatever it is that I used to do that I would set back afterwards and wonder, I wonder if I'm going to get yelled at or caught or in trouble or fired or whatever it is, beat up because of my actions, right? That is not holding the hand of God, right? That is living that life of self and living in fear. And so all of my fears over to my higher power, I guess, which means for me at least, I have to just trust that if I stop behaving badly, right? If I can trust that if I behave badly inside and out, then hopefully I build that relationship with the higher power, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, it's Friday. Let's take it. Lighten up, Tom. Jeez. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.